It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. It is the 5th of June, and we're glad that you're with us this morning on this Monday morning. May God bless you today as we worship Him. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day of giving us this opportunity to be able to worship you this morning. We ask that your spirit would come and teach us the things we need to know by anointing the words of our pastor and filling him with your Holy Spirit. We ask that you would bless us as we continue to grow in grace and wisdom and be able to draw even closer to you. For this we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about time.
Bribery and rejection of the Holy Spirit, as Paul is about to be in the judgment hall of Felix. We're in chapter 24 of the book of Acts. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day. We ask for the Holy Spirit to guide us now, and we thank you for being our teacher. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And after 5 days, Ananias the high priest descended with the elders and with a certain orator named Tertullus, who informed the governor against Paul. So the church had one of their members who was an orator, a great speaker, to impress Felix. And when he was called forth, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, "Seeing that by thee we enjoy great quietness, and that very worthy deeds are done unto this nation by thy providence," so he's flattering Felix, "we accept it always in all places, most noble Felix, with all thankfulness. Notwithstanding, that I be not further tedious unto thee, I pray thee that thou wouldest hear us of thy clemency a few words. For we have found this man a pestilent fellow, and a mover of sedition among the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarene, who also hath gone about to profane the temple, whom we took and would have judged according to our law. But the chief captain Lysias came upon us, and with great violence took him away out of our hands, commanding his accusers to come unto thee, by examining of whom thyself may take knowledge of all these things whereof we accuse him." You see, this is what you'll find, Felix. You'll find him to be a person who is involved in sedition. That means overthrow of the government. A pestilent fellow, just a irritant. Brothers and sisters, Paul preached Jesus, and they didn't want to hear about Jesus. The church of that day did not want to hear about Jesus, and so they had accusations of Paul. I'm going to tell you, the Bible says, that which hath been is now, that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. That's Ecclesiastes 3:15. So if that's what the organized church did back then, deceit is what we've just described. Trust me, it's still happening, and it's going to happen even more. It will be the church, brothers and sisters, the organized church, that will go to the government and make the greatest accusations against God's people. God has shown us that in the Bible. It happened with Jesus. It happened with Paul. It happened with John. It happened with Peter. I mean, how many times does it have to happen before we don't get the message? And yet, we shouldn't be surprised. So, brothers and sisters, that's why we have to just be led by the Spirit. He will guide us. If it's not our time to go, a million bullets can fly, but none will hit you unless God allows it. You can be put in prison. We see stories where God got them out of prison miraculously through angels, the work of angels. So, my brothers and sisters, if we just place ourselves in God's hands, at His feet, we will be blessed. All right. He even suggested that while they were about to kill Paul, he suggested that the great violence was the Roman soldiers that took Paul, rescued Paul. You see how words can be easily used, brothers and sisters, to paint a deceptive. Do you lie with your words, even your emphasis of what you say? We have to be righteous in what we say. Even the intonation of the voice, even a wink, some gesture that we might give can be full of falsehood, my friends. And the Jews also assented, saying that these things were so. That means the organized church members said, yes, this is true, this is true. And he knew it wasn't true. Then Paul, after the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered. And this is powerful. You see, even the world allows the accused to speak. It's the church that takes up reproach often and won't allow the accused to speak. And therefore, we are guilty when that happens of taking up a reproach. We are always, if someone is accused, give that person, I don't care how bad the accusation is. It could be a lie. It could be based on jealousy, envy, control, manipulation. Bottom line is, we should not be quick to judge, but let people have an opportunity to clear themselves in the matter. That's biblical. All right, it says, then Paul answered, after that the governor had beckoned unto him to speak, answered, "For as much as I know that thou hast been of many years a judge unto this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself." See, he was recognizing that Felix knew a lot of the Jewish laws and a lot of the Jewish ways. "Because that thou mayest understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem for to worship. And they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in the synagogue, nor in the city. Neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me." In other words, the organized church was lying, brothers and sisters. And if it happened back then, it's going to continue to happen, friends. And we have to just be connected. Now, I'm not saying all lies come from the organized church. Sometimes people, just people, generally individuals, people who have left the church, whatever. The point being made is you will be lied on, brothers and sisters, and it will probably come from your from those who at least used to be your brethren. And he goes on, it says, "But this I confess unto thee, that after the way, which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things that are written in the law and in the prophets." You see, they didn't read all the Bible, the spirit of prophecy. They didn't accept all the spirit. See, the spirit of prophecy was in the Bible, friends. The spirit of prophecy didn't begin around 1844. The spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets, it says in 1 Corinthians 14, I think, 32, I'm not sure. But the point being made is that Joel, all the prophets have the spirit of prophecy, okay? And it just continues even after the word of God has been canonized into the Bible. God still gives messages and gifts to people, prophetic gifts. And so what I'm saying to you is Paul was teaching everything. See, Isaiah 53 is a prophecy all about Jesus. It talks about he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. You know, all those things. He grew up as a tender plant. That means, and he was rejected. He was despised and rejected of men, it says, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. That's in the Old Testament. So Paul accepted Jesus as being the fulfillment of that. So he followed all the Bible. And what you'll find is that churches tend to follow portions of the Bible when they want to prove their point, but they won't accept all of what God has to say. Let's read on. Let's continue back up a little bit and read on. "But I confess unto thee that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. And I have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. And after many, years, I came to bring alms to my nation and offering, whereupon certain Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with tumult, who ought to have been here before thee and object, if they had aught against me. Or else, let these same here say, if they have found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council." You see, Paul brought them to the point where he was first taken by the group. He wasn't in there causing any problems. They said, oh, he's the one in there. They went after him. And yet they're going to accuse him of being the one who created the sedition. "Except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called in question by you this day." And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, "When Lysias, the chief captain, shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter." In other words, he said, okay, I tell you what, this isn't lining up. There's nothing that this man has done wrong. So let me find out from the arresting officer what his perspective was. And he commanded a centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, and that he should forbid none of his acquaintances to minister or come unto him. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith of Christ. Verse 25, and as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time. When I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee. My message is entitled, Deceit, Bribery, and the Rejection of the Holy Spirit. Felix is rejecting the Holy Spirit right now. Doesn't mean that he won't keep coming to him, but there comes a point in time, if we keep rejecting the Holy Spirit, he leaves because we've grieved him. And so Felix was taught the word. And notice it was judgment to come. So all of you who have a problem with the investigative judgment, they didn't have a problem with the investigative judgment in the Bible. They said he reasoned with him of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. There was a health message, there was a gospel, and there was a judgment. The righteousness is the gospel, the health message is the temperance, and judgment to come is that time that God, through his Son Jesus Christ, is going through the record books to see who really has accepted the gospel. That's all the judgment is. And if you've accepted the gospel, you accept the pardon, the power, so you can be in his presence. It's three elements, friends. We're not in his presence yet. That's not going to come until the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But we live for that day, friends, when Jesus will come and take us out of this wicked world. And so, the judgment of the future was talked about by the disciples. Even Peter, he said, repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. So he talked about a time of restitution, a time of refreshing that was future when the sins of God's people would be blotted out. That comes at the end of the investigative judgment. Investigative judgment, according to Daniel 8:14, would start in 1844, and that's when Christ would move from the holy place to the most holy place to go through the records to take every person who has made a profession of Christ and examine our lives to see if we're fake or if we're real. Be real today, my friend. Give your heart to God. It's not worth it living half in the world and half for Christ. It's not worth it. You're not happy anyhow. You're not happy. It's not working out. We need to make a full surrender. And even if Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And look what God did for Job. He blessed him. He hoped also, it says in verse 26, that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener and commune with him. He was trying to give Paul a hint. Hey, man, give me a little cash under the table, and I'll let you out. You see, bribery, friends, you know, bribery. The people will do a lot of things for money, and that's why God has to withhold money from his people sometimes, because we don't know what to do with it. We wouldn't use it for his name's honor and glory. So, brothers and sisters, just give your heart to God and ask him and do with it what he says. That means, of course, you return your tithe and offering, but then be wise with your money and make sure that you save and don't spend what you don't have and, you know, hold on for a rainy day. You know, the bottom line, brothers and sisters, is there's a money element here. And it says he hoped that money should have been given him of Paul. So God wants us to be careful in how we use money. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. You see, brothers, there are going to be corrupt politicians. There are corrupt politicians. There are corrupt judges. There are corrupt lawyers. And we have to face all this in the last days. God is just showing us in the Bible, because there's nothing new under the sun. So he left Paul bound when he shouldn't have been bound. But to please the Jews, he did so. To please the church, the government will do harm to God's people. We see it in the Bible. but let's be faithful because God always wins, brothers and sisters, in the end. All right, that's our worship thought for today. We heard of deceit by the church, bribery expected by Felix, and rejection of the Holy Spirit by Felix. Don't reject him, friends. Jesus is our only hope, and he has sent his Spirit to nudge our hearts that we might accept the gospel and be saved. Let's pray. Father, thank you very much for this worship thought. We pray that you bless us now, that your name will be glorified in our lives, and that you will help us to be faithful, to understand that you have warned us through these accounts of what is to come, and that you will be with us, letting us know you'll be with us at all times, as you were with Paul. In Jesus' name, amen. My brothers and sisters, it's time now for our transition to wellness, the wellness segment of the broadcast. We do so with the Torso Song.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, our door, we will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain, your addiction can't stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
All right, my brothers and sisters, it's time now for us to hear from Sister Lenny on the subject. Let me get it here. Okay, the subject is kept in activity through natural laws. Kept in activity through natural laws. Good morning, Sister Lenny.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Kept in activity through natural laws. The beating heart, the throbbing pulse, every nerve and muscle in the living organism are kept in order and activity by the power of an infinite God. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Here Christ leads the mind abroad to contemplate the open fields of nature, and his power touches the eye and the senses to discern the wonderful works of divine power. He directs attention first to nature, then up through nature to nature's God, who upholds the world by his power. It is not to be supposed that a law is set in motion for the seed to work itself, that the leaf appears because it must do so of itself. God has laws that he has instituted, but they are only the service through which he effects results. It is through the immediate agency of God that every tiny seed breaks through the earth and springs into life. Every leaf grows, every flower blooms by the power of God. The physical organism of man is under the supervision of God, but it is not like a clock, which is set in operation and must go of itself. The heart beats, the pulse succeeds pulse, breath succeeds breath, but the entire being is under the supervision of God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. In God we live and move and have our being. Each heartbeat, each breath is the inspiration of him who breathed into the nostrils of Adam the breath of life, the inspiration of the ever-present God, the great I Am. This morning's health message came from Medical Ministry, page 8 through 9. May God surround you with his grace today. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. All right, roll call time. We have on Facebook, Georgia, South Carolina. We have Louisiana. We have Virginia. We have, I'm pretty sure, this is Africa. And that's it. God bless each one of you. And on the call, we have Ohio. We have Alabama. We have Delaware, Delaware again, and New Jersey and Georgia. Phone lines are open, brothers and sisters. Press star 6. On Facebook, we have good morning wishes from Sister Vicki King. We have good morning wishes from Sister Janika Jones, or Rodney and Janika Jones. I'm not sure if it's one or both. We have Salita. Good morning from her. And that's our Facebook messages for today. Good morning to each of you all. It's a little cooler here today. My wife mentioned that it's like in the 40s. Oh, that's kind of a twist and rather warm. Don't know what it's going to be later today, but it's a little cool this morning. Oh, God is good. Is there anyone that has a comment or question? Friends, I will tell you, I apologize. I understand that those who are on the call on Sabbath, that the Zoom quality of the church was very poor. So what I will do is I'm going to preach that sermon again. I'm not so sure if it'll be this Sabbath. We'll see. But I'm going to preach that sermon again so that you will be able to hear it and then we can record it on our end. It was entitled The Mental Fun of Fundamentals, a really, really good message from the Holy Spirit about how to have peace by accepting and imbibing and using the fundamental principles of the Bible. So, that being said, God is good. There is no one else on the call. So, at this time, we'll turn it over to my wife, undreamed of, Sister Maria, for a closing prayer.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. And Lord, now we ask that your Spirit will continue to be with us throughout this day, as we are being led, guided, instructed, and directed. And Father, we pray for everyone on this line that you would bless each heart in a special way. We ask that you would help us to be faithful to you, to be in obedience to your commandments, and to have no sin in our lives. Help us, Lord, to gain that victory that was won for us on Calvary. And we pray, Lord, for special blessings to be granted for healing, spiritually, mentally, emotionally and physically. Help us to draw close to you as we read your word, trusting and believing in the promises, trusting and believing that you are a God who says that we can cast all of our cares upon you and that you will supply all of our need, that you will handle everything for us in our life, Lord. May we trust you fully, and may we be committed to being faithful servants to you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
I will trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord.